Hey guys, it's Brandon Tyson, and this is the first recording that I'm doing for any audio with my Zoom. I'm sitting it on a desk here, and...
You're sitting on a desk?
No, I'm setting the Zoom. The Zoom is sitting on a desk.
Oh.
I'm actually kneeling on a bed right now. And, yesterday, Sam Tupi and I did a recording of the installation of Windows Longhorn, which will hopefully be up on any audio here. And today I just wanted to make a recording of me messing around with that. So, we have a computer here that we loaded it onto, and I'm going to go ahead and fire it up. For this, I'll be using a combination of Narrator and NVDA. Specifically, I'm going to see if I can figure out how to use Windows Contact, which is something I haven't messed with. So, I am soon going to be at the prompt asking for Control-Alt-Delete to log on. So I am going to actually go ahead and boot into Narrator right now so I can have speech on that screen. So I'm going to press Windows U. And hopefully soon we should get some speech. Longhorn was a project that was supposed to be after Windows XP, and then it failed and they turned it into Windows Vista. So this version of Longhorn is going to be probably very slow. At some point here, we should be getting speech. Possibly. I'll try it again. Maybe? It's being weird. Dang it, first time I've ran into this problem. At any rate, oh, there we go, finally. So we're at Narrator, and I'm going to Alt-Tab. I'm going to close the Utilities Manager. No. It is asking for Alt-Control-Delete, and we can confirm that by pressing Control-Shift-Space. So we will do that. Now I'm going to enter in the password. Press enter. Okay. Longhorn is now logging in. Next, I'm going to load NVDA, and we will show you what that looks like. I'm currently having an issue where I can't get to the NVDA uninstaller because it says that my administrator account does not have the necessary permissions. I feel like that's because of the version of NVDA that I have. Okay, so, should be logged in. I'm going to push Windows R for the run box, and I'm going to type NVDA and press enter. As you can see, Narrator also came up. That's another weird bug.
Microsoft Narrator type module not located. Narrator exit space.
Exit.
Utility desktop
there.
List. Center not selected, 1 of 4.
So how these icons got here, I have no idea.
Recite search NVDA 4 of 4.
But you can see we're in NVDA, and I'm gonna go and turn up the volume.
Clock 2:25 PM. Don't take V. Desktop list. Clock 2. Running applicant clock. Test start running up clock. Desktop
what
list.
What happened here? Hold on.
Start menu. Contact C4 of 40. C. Computers. C. Control panel. C.
It looks sort of like XP, but it's also sort of not.
Taskbar. Taskbar. Auto hide. Lock 34. Keep the group. Show. Enable the sidebar checkbox. Off check.
No, I don't want the sidebar.
Take current automatic updates. Click here to learn how to keep your computer up to date. Hide in upcast. Okay. Can't stay. Rest.
So.
Found new hard cancel button. Found new hardware. Found new hard control panel. Found
okay.
A new restore close seat. Desktop start running button.
There we go.
59 days left for activation button.
Yep, 59 days left for activation.
Clock 2:26. And take current NV state 59 days at clock 2:20. 59.
I'm gonna have to
start
somehow figure out how to enable the volume
B,
control
pinball,
on the taskbar.
B, all,
but for now, I'm gonna
A,
go into accessories, entertainment, volume control.
Master volume, slider 60.
And change this.
36, 56.
And now.
Read close task.
Speed up eSpeak.
NV general settings. Voice set variant. N rate. Slider 3, 40, 50, 60, 70. Rate boost checkbox off checklist. Slider 40 alt plus 50. Inflection 65, 55. 45. 40.
Okay.
Desktop list.
Now, let's try to figure out how to use Windows contacts. So I'm going to press Windows.
Start menu.
I'm gonna go
contacts C4 of 40.
Contacts.
Contacts. Folder view list. Files up menu person N.
New person, let's do it.
Files up menu alt plus F. Folder view list. New person not selected 1 of 1. Toolbar. Computer.
Ooh.
Details of new person. Folder view list.
What?
Toolbar details. Folder view list. Folder view list.
I don't know how to use this thing.
New person. Details. New person. Details. Folder view list. List. Folder view list.
File
sub. Create shortcut unavailable. Delete unavailable. Rename unprompted. Close C. Create shortcut. File sub. Edit sub. New sub. Tools. Sub. Map network. Folder options. To the. File sub. Create. Close C. Contacts. Toolbar. Computer. Folder view list. List. New person. Not selected. 1 of 1. Trace. Selected. Details of new person. Folder view list.
I don't know how to do this.
Toolbar detect, folder view list, list. Folder view list.
Come on.
Toolbar, folder view list. Restore unavailable close. Contacts, folder view list, new person 1 of 1. Contact, open O, add to the array. Show communication history, yes. Cut T, copy C, create, short delete, rename, open O, add to the array.
Add to the bar?
Open O.
I don't even know what that does. But, okay, I don't know how to use this.
Contacts, folder view list, new, file sub, edits, new, tools, sub, help, sub, menu, alt, plus H. Tools, new, edit, file, help, sub, folder view list, new person 1 of 1.
Well, I guess let's delete it for now.
Deleting contacts for contacts, folder view list. Toolbar, folder view list, list, folder view list.
Okay.
File sub edit, new tools, help sub menu, new all tasks B. Search help S. New all tasks B. Help sub menu, alt plus H, folder view list. Contacts.
Ugh. Well, this is confusing.
D. Contacts. System restore and close. With contacts, folder view list. File sub new person, new organization, oh, new group G, add contacts A. Import wizard, create shortcut, delete and rename, prop, clone, new group, chat, contacts, A. Pick a contact, folder view list.
What? I don't even know how this works.
Pick a contact. System sub, restore, close, seek, contacts, folder view list.
I don't understand how this works.
Context menu, new sub, arrange data group, add, refresh, paste, and paste, new organize, new person, new group, keep, add, contacts, import wizard, property, file, new sub, my property. Details of contacts, folder view list. Toolbar details, folder view list.
Yeah, this thing's useless.
Restore
and
close, contact,
add
some new close seat, taskbar.
What else can I show you? Oh! Let's mess around in the user accounts.
Start menu, enter documents, D1 of 14, recent add photos and bit contacts, C games, D5 of music, M6, computer C7 of 14, control panel C8 of 14, set program, control panel C8 of 14. Control panel, folder.
I'm gonna try making a new user account.
New user accounts, comments, change user accounts. User account. User account. Frame user account. Sticker task. Heading level 1 list. Clickable bullet. Change. User account. User account. User account. List control panel, fill the new list, user.
Stop crashing.
User account, frame user account, sticker task. Blank. User account. Control panel, fill the new list, user account. User account.
NVDA
user account.
Is making it crash.
Control panel, fill the new.
Yep, okay, so we're gonna have to use narrator for this.
Taskbar.
So.
Exit NVDA dialog, okay, button, take.
Foreground window. Micro foreground.
Problem is.
Utility foreground.
When I do that.
Exit.
It automatically loads narrator for some weird reason.
Volume, combo box, 9, pitch, speed, combo box, 6, okay, push button to press, use space bar, foreground window, narrator.
Okay, now, maybe we can do this, so, control panel?
Forebot, internet, game, mute, control the clock, foreground window.
Now, user accounts?
User account, foreground window. User accounts.
And?
Change an account. Create a new account.
Create
link.
A new account.
Advanced user management. Link. Invisible. Type a name for the new account. Editable text.
I'll call it user.
Welcome screen. Link. Start menu. Link. Next greater than. Push button.
Next.
To press. Use space bar. Window. Cell. User accounts. Name. Read only. Computer administrator. Radio button. Checked. To zero. Less than back. Computer. Less computer administrator, radio button, checked, toolbar, back, user accounts, less than, computer administrator, radio button, checked, to select a different item in the cluster, use the arrow keys.
Okay, I don't know how to make this
less than
unlimited or whatever,
create
so I guess
account.
I'll just use computer administrator.
Pain, read only, pain, read only, pain, read only. Change an account. Link. Pane. Read only. Pane. Read only. Administrator. Computer administrator. Password protected. Create a new account. And user computer administrator. Change user's account information, such as the account type, name. Change the name. Toolbar. Change another account. Toolbar. User. Change another account. Link. Change the name. Create a password. Change the picture. Change the account type. Link.
So, let's not add a password on this one.
Change another account. Toolbar. Back.
So now.
System pod close. Foreground window. Control panel.
I'm gonna close that.
Fire pod close. Foreground window. Narrator.
And.
For pod help start. Toolbar. Shut down. Menu item.
Well, that's gonna totally shut it down. I think. Oops. Yeah, that looks like it's gonna totally shut it down. I have to figure out how to use that new shutdown thing. But it'll... Looks like it just went down. So, here we go. I'm going to boot it back up. And once I press Alt-Control-Delete, then we can sign into the new account. So, I'm going to use Narrator for this part, because I'm not very familiar with how this works yet. So I'm gonna give it like a minute or so to get to the log on screen. Then we'll try Windows contacts and we'll do some other stuff. So. Should be about at the sign-in or the log-on screen. Okay, I'm going to use Windows U again. Possibly. Maybe. Sort of. Maybe. I think the logon screen has like a memory leak or something in it. Because it's like really. Ugh. Takes such a long time for this operating system to actually boot. Once you get in it though, it seems to run pretty good. But Longhorn was never actually finished. It was originally going to be the actual next version of Windows, but after some stuff that happened, Microsoft reset it and used it as the code name for Windows Vista. So this is actually when they were thinking of releasing Longhorn, and it's actually a really interesting. It is a really interesting way of doing a beta. This is the only time that Microsoft actually reset the whole project.
Foreground window.
Here we go.
Windows log on.
Okay. So I'm gonna push Alt Control Delete.
Out. Tab. Window. Utility Mac Escape.
Oh, I'm in the wrong
tab. Log on as other user. Push button. Tab. User. List item.
So we're gonna click user.
Enter.
No chat read on my alert.
And it's gonna have to get the desktop ready for the first time. And once that happens, then we will be in good shape. So I'm just gonna wait a moment here. The unfortunate thing is that most of the sound schemes, like how when you get an error or something, the sounds are supposed to play. The unfortunate thing about this copy of Windows Longhorn is that that is broken. There was a bug in this version, I think. So, what's going to happen is once we get to the desktop, I'm going to try to load Narrator. Actually, so Windows U.
Foreground window.
There it is.
Microsoft foreground utility foreground.
Okay. So we should be on my start menu, let's see.
Start menu, client, user, control.
Yep. Notice it looks a lot like, it looks a lot like XP. Here we go, now. Now let's try to use Windows Contacts.
Pop-up start, internet, pop-up menu, documents, recent items, photos and videos, contacts, foreground window, contacts, list, contacts, contacts, client, search, push button, computer, menu item, contacts, menu item, list, out, file, pop-up start, new person, menu item, end, menu end, list, new person, list item, not selected, space, enter, foreground window, window, foreground window, details of new person, list, details of new person, details of new person, client, search, push tab, toolbar, details, menu item, pop-up start, computer, help, my doc, network, recycle bin, network places, search, computer, help, menu tab, tab, list.
Yeah, I don't know how this works.
Out, person, out, pop-up close, foreground window, contacts, with out, pop-up prop close, foreground window, narrator control.
So I don't know how that's supposed to work, but
exit.
Let's mess with NVDA now.
Foreground window, Microsoft foreground window.
Welcome to automatic use cat space. Check bot space. Check spec show this space. Logo cat pane. Utility manage utility foul.
So
desk foul foul desktop tab. Taskbar NVDA button NVDA button.
So we have the sidebar, which is really annoying. It's not accessible. Which basically means that the system tray is weird, and you can't get to the running applications, like, at all. So, I'm gonna go to NVDA menu and change the voice,
general settings,
and then we'll disable that
variant
sidebar.
N rate, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, rate boost, check pitch, 50, inflection, 60, 45, 35, 30, 30, 30, 40, volume, slider 1, desktop list,
reset. Now to control panel.
Run dialog, C, select, O, N, D, O, L, space, A, N, E, L. Control panel, folder new list, administrative toolbar, commute, folder new list, list, administrative tools, comments, config fonts, comments, toolbar, folder fonts, toolbar, folder content, on top set, control fonts, comment, hardware and network connect.
Okay.
Taskbar empty. Taskbar and tab, enable the sidebar checkbox, checked alt, glossy, group, civil, tab, control, sidebar and taskbar tab, selected, enable the sidebar, space, not sat, comma, auto, sat, comma, auto, okay, cancel button, okay, button, space, control panel.
There we go.
Fast, open, close, desktop.
Okay, now,
Start menu, menu, internet and one email, MSN, X, log, Windows, meet.
I should be able to
start button, control,
set NVDA to go on the login screen.
NVDA menu, general settings, general settings, select place and login level, comp automatically start and use NVDA on the Windows log on screen, requires administrator privileges, checkbox checked, use current automatically.
Oh, it's set to checked, but it's
use
not
on the
having an effect, so.
Space, not checked, use current automatic, okay button. Make desktop list, recycle.
That's kind of a little eh. So, I'm gonna turn back on the welcome screen.
Start menu, menu, internet, document.
Which
stop button can
I'll have to do that with
you. Stop menu, menu, stop button can
do that with narrator because
foreground control, foreground window, app YouTube
narrator,
escape out,
NVDA likes to
control,
crash the user accounts.
Stop button, internet control.
So control panel,
PC, compute C, control panel, foreground control,
turn off
tab, 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 about tab, read space, read control port.
Okay.
User accounts, foreground window, user accounts, you change, create, change the way users log on or off, link, use the well, allow access to calendar information prior to logging on, checkbox, checked, require users to press control plus alt plus delete, checkbox, checked, to uncheck.
I'm gonna uncheck that.
Allow it, use the welcome screen, checkbox, to use, allow access to calendar, use fast user switching, checkbox, to check.
And I'm not sure what I'll do there. I'll leave it off for now.
Allow act require users to press control plus alt plus delete. Checkbox to apply options.
Push. Apply options.
Pane, red only.
There we go.
Pane.
Now.
System, menu item, pop-up close, foreground window, toolbar, computer, pop-up close, foreground window, narrator, foreground window, cancel,
And, So let's see. I'm gonna go back into
foreground window mouse
NVDA
mouse exit.
And I'll show you what happens when I try to uninstall NVDA.
Foreground window.
Microsoft narrator dialog. Narrator map. Do not show. Okay. Okay. Narrator dialog. Utility narrator dialog. Exit button. Alt. Plus. Press. Utility manager dialog. Desktop list. Recycled in not selected. One of two. NVDA 2 of 2. Recycled in 1 of 2. NVDA 2 of 2. Start menu. Menu. People. Programs. Sub. Activate Windows Messenger. W. Windows. Absolute. MS Inter. Startup. And documentation. Sub menu. Uninstall NVDA U. And run as dialog, you may not have the necessary permissions to use all the features of the program you are about to run. You cancel button alt.
This is what I get.
Run the program as the following user. Radio button, username, edit alt plus U, selected administrator. Password, okay button alt, space, error dialog, log on failure, unknown username or app password, okay button. Run as dialog, cancel button, run the program as the following user. Radio button, username, edit alt plus, run current user, okay button alt, space, dialog, run as dialog, you may not have cancelled button, space, NVDA, space, press desktop.
So I can't remove it.
Stop button, can run in applications, toolbar.
If we go into, there are some other things that have changed too with Longhorn. The system information thing is totally inaccessible.
Start menu, menu.
I'll show you.
People, programs, submit, activate, accessory, access, commute, and system to, activate backup and risk character disk cleanup disk defragment schedule start system restore activate with system enter accessories start menu bold
for one thing
start button control
let's drop from the start menu
run dialog
if I go to run and type msinfo32
msinfo32 desktop list nvd system information dialog pane
that's what we get I can't
system information
object now oh wait
keyboard laptop system no next no read my msinfo document no next inner object see graphic no button alt plus graphic Internet Explorer. Internet Explorer dialog and ActiveX control on this page might be unsafe to interact with other parts of the page. Do you want to allow this interaction? No button alt.
Oh boy.
Yes button, no button, yes button alt plus Y.
Yep.
System information dialog pane. No next, no read my message for document. Embedded object. No next, no, no objects inside.
Whoa.
Total physical memory. Left click my message for document dialog. List one list. Total physical available physical memory.
So that's how it works.
Best name, value, Microsoft, and Windows, R2000, professional 1 of 24. 5 plus 5 button, search selected, search cut it pane. No next, no read my MSInfo document.
So you have to go and object navigate
embedded object
into
no object,
the my MSInfo.
Left click dialog, list one list, total.
And then you go to the embedded object, move mouse to it, left click, and then you're in the list.
Available physical memory value 393.22 best name value Microsoft and Windows 2000 professional 1 of 24.
Shouldn't be that, but it is.
Version value 6.0.4074 build 4074 of 24. Best manufacturer value map activation status value activation pending 59 days remaining 4 of 24. System name value LHW-LOMP-45 of 24. System manufacturer value Dell Compute system model value in time what system type value x86 based PCI processor value x86 happy power version slash date value Dell Compute total SM power script with system load hot user times up total email page pane.
And it reads.
File submenu open control to empty text. Desktop list NVDA 2.2.
But it's been dropped from the start menu.
Run that.
Notepad works.
N-O-T-E-P-A-D. Desktop untitled notepad. Edit multi-line plan. Add space name. Space. T-E-S-T-I-N-G. Space. Add page. Space. N-O-T-E-P-A-D. Dot. Files new edited. Notepad dialog. The text in the untitled file has changed. No button. All space. Desktop list. N. Run dialog. Double O-R-D-P-A-D. Desktop list. Document. Wordpad. Edit multi-line plan. Add space. Add space. Add space. W-O-R-D-P-A-D. Dot.
That works.
I'm in Wordpad. I'm blah 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 blah. Files edit some news insert some data time object though. Date and time, insert new edit files, new empty set word, pattern, update, changes to document, ES, no face, desktop list, NV.
And that is how that works. So.
NVDA 2.2. Start menu, menu, toolbar, standbys. Log of L. Standbys.
So, what you're seeing here.
Log of L. Standbys.
Is you're seeing something very similar. If you go to the start menu.
Start button. Start menu, menu.
And this will be the last thing I cover in this. If you up arrow, like in XP, to get to the turn off options.
Toolbar, standbys.
You see standby. It's recommending that as the best shutdown option right now. But if we want to do something else, I think we can right arrow.
Internet on 108.
Oh, we can't.
Toolbar, standbys, log of L. Run R40 on notepad and 8 on my old road. Document, recent photocom, games, music, compute, control, set, road, printers, and hardware, and help, and search, yes, run R40, toolbar, log of L. Standbys. Context menu. Recommend best turn off option, checked on.
Oh, okay. So.
Standbys, hibernate on available age.
Here's what ends up happening. I just figured this out.
Start button.
This is much different than XP.
Start menu, menu.
Because if you look at this menu right here, it does look like XP, you have
internet
email,
MSNX, Windows, NVD, WordPad, Notepad, and Atomic, old program.
All those things. If I go down to where it says, log off,
standbys.
Go down, it says standby. Okay. If I just press enter here,
secure desktop.
It activates standby. But I want to actually shut down this computer, so what's going to end up happening is, once it comes back up, which I don't know whether I have to hit enter or something, but once it comes back up, I'll show you shutting down Windows Longhorn, because I just figured this out right now. So, I'm going to push Windows U to get to the
window. Windows lock on. Editable text. D. Windows lock on. Tab. Password field. Tab. Editable text. Tab. Log user on. Tab. Can tab. List item. Tab. Editable text.
I think I just type user. Yep.
Test list. Mac with Microsoft running options for Mac.
Microsoft Gallery.
Microsoft do not show. Okay. Space. Press.
For
the main time. Edit. Space. Press. Taskbar.
Okay.
Running application. Okay. Desktop list. Recycle. Start up running applications. Toolbar.
And we're back. So.
Start menu. Menu.
I'm going to now show you how to turn off the computer.
Toolbar. Standby.
If I right-click or press Applications key where it says Standby...
Context menu.
We're in a context menu. If I down arrow...
Recommend best turn-off option checked on.
Recommend best turn-off option.
Standby.
Standby.
Hibernate unavailable.
Hibernate is unavailable.
Do not wake.
Do not wake.
Shut down.
Shut down.
Restart on.
Restart.
Recommend best turn-off option checked on.
Now let's uncheck the recommend best turn-off option.
Start menu toolbar. Log avail. Standby. Internet unlock toolbar. Standby.
I'm gonna go
stop
back
to the
start
menu. Stop menu toolbar. Standby. Secure desktop.
Okay, I totally don't get how that is supposed to work. So, when I get to the screen here, I'm going to type in the username, and then I'll press enter. Now I'm going to shut down.
Stop menu, menu, toolbar, standby.
I'm going to right click.
Context menu, recommend best turn off option checked on.
I told it to uncheck that.
Stop menu, toolbar, log avail, standby. Context menu, recommend best turn off option checked on.
It's broken.
Standby.
Looks like.
Hibernate on the do not wake, shut down.
I'm going to hit shut down. And?
The desktop list, recycled in not selected, 1 of 2, recycled in not selected, 1 of 2, recycled in not selected, 1 of 2.
There goes NVDA. And? There's a bug where it takes a long time to shut down. There we go. It's down. So, that will do it for this recording, guys. I know it was kind of lengthy, but thanks very much for listening to this. Hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you in the next recording that I do for any audio network. Thanks for listening.